Talk English A2 B1. Listening Part 1. You'll hear 4 voicemail messages. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C? You will hear each message once. Mark your answers for items 1 to 4 on the answer sheet. Example.
Hi, it's Tom. Look, I'm having problems with the French homework, and there's a French test next week. Do you think you can help me? Maybe we can do some French together this evening, before football training. Could you come 30 minutes earlier than normal? I'll be at the sports club from 6. See you.
Number 1.
Hi, Ruth here. I'm still waiting for your part of our history presentation. It has to be ready tomorrow, so please hurry. John and Beth have already sent me their parts. I want to finish it by 9 this evening. Could you please email me by 8 p.m. at the latest? It's looking great, so I think our presentation will be fantastic. Thanks!
Number 2.
Hi, this is Patrick. Sorry you're ill. Hope you can come to school tomorrow. You need to bring all your school textbooks, as we're handing them in tomorrow. The school year ends in a week, so the teachers told us we don't need the books anymore. Oh, I nearly forgot. Can you return that DVD you borrowed from me? Cheers.
Number 3.
Hi, this is your neighbor Mary. Would you like to get some pocket money and babysit for us on Saturday? My husband and I have been given tickets for a special theater performance, and we need someone to look after the kids from 6 until 10. Can you help? Please ring me back as soon as possible and let me know.
Number 4.
Good morning. This is Coach Wilson. I'm calling about the boys' basketball game at Westcroft High tomorrow. Unfortunately, the school minibus has broken down, and we need some parents to take the kids by car. I don't want to miss the game because the boys have trained so hard. Could you call me back and let me know if you can help?
End of listening part 1. Listening part 2. You will hear 5 announcements. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C? You will hear each announcement once. Mark your answers for items 5 to 9 on the answer sheet. Number 5.
You've tuned into your local radio station and it's Friday night party time. As usual, we have great music and also our weekly competition. The prize today is a smartphone. It's up to you to guess who today's famous person is. We will be giving information every 20 minutes up until 10:30 this evening. If you know who the person is, then send us an SMS.
Number 6.
Attention all Class 10 and Class 9 pupils. Before the summer holidays start, please come to the art department and get your paintings to take home. The art room will be open in both main breaks today and tomorrow. Any paintings not collected will be put in the rubbish bin on the first day of the holidays.
Number 7.
Calling Class 5B. Mr. Quentin is looking for his pupils. You should be in the film theater together with the rest of Year 5. Class 5B, please go to the film theater in the basement, room B25, as quickly as possible. The film will be starting in 5 minutes. Enter the room quietly because the discussion round has already started.
Number 8.
Welcome to the guided tour of Ned's Chocolates. Today you'll see how a chocolate factory operates and experience the chocolate making process from the cocoa bean to the final packaging. The guide will then leave you in our display area where you can learn about the history of this company, visit our shop, and try our chocolate at the chocolate fountain near the exit.
Number 9.
This is your new school radio station. We'll be on air every day for 30 minutes before school starts from now on. We want to give you the latest news and play your music, so tell us what you want to hear. Fill out the cards that will be given out to every class today and put them in our post box in the main entrance area.
End of listening, part 2. Listening, part 3. You will hear 4 conversations. For each conversation, there are 2 tasks. First, decide if the statement is true or false. Then, decide which answer fits best. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation once. Mark your answers for items 10 to 17 on the answer sheet. Example.
Hi, Ben. Have you seen the New Kid from America yet?
Hi, May. New Kid from America?
Well, yes. He was at Tony's party yesterday, but I didn't get to talk to him. He's this really tall guy, with wild curly hair. Do you know who I mean?
Oh, you probably mean Joe Scott. I've heard about him. He's said to be a really good swimmer and has won lots of surfing competitions. And he has a twin sister too.
Really? How do you know that?
My dad told me. Because Joe's dad is my dad's new boss. The whole family has come. They're from California and will be staying here 2 years. Actually, they're coming to our place for a barbecue on Saturday. Do you want to come as well?
That would be great. I can't wait.
Number 10 and 11.
Excuse me, I want to find out how to join your fitness club. Are there any good offers for teenagers?
First, I need to know where you live, because we have a lower price for people from this area.
Oh, I live just around the corner.
Okay. Next, I need to know your age, as we have different membership packages.
I'll be 16 next week. Here's my ID to prove it.
Thanks. Right. Here's our special offer for 16 and 17-year-olds living in this town. You have full access to all facilities. You just pay a monthly fee and can cancel the agreement at the end of each month. And the first month is free if you join on your birthday.
Great!
You just need to get your parents to sign this form in agreement.
Thanks for your help. I'll be back.
Number 12 and 13.
Good morning, St. Wilfrid School. How can I help?
Oh, good morning. We've recently moved to the area, and my daughter Eleanor will be starting school with you in September.
Is that Eleanor Shaw joining us in Year 9?
That's right. I just have a couple of questions about travel arrangements. She'd like to take the bus, if possible.
Of course, lots of students take the bus, and there's a stop right outside the school gates. You can look on the city website for timetables and routes.
That's great, thank you. And do you know if there's a yearly ticket for students?
Yes, there is. She'll need to provide a photo and come and get a form from reception on her first day.
Right, I'll get that organised soon then. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Number 14 and 15.
Hi, Bob. Are you coming to the cinema tonight?
No, Pat, I'm not.
But you do know that the local cinema is showing an English film tonight, don't you?
Well, they have an English film every Wednesday evening.
Yes, but tonight they're showing the latest Daylight film as an extended version. I thought you were a fan.
That was in the past. I can't stand all the fuss that's made about these films. And anyway, I prefer the books.
Well, you could come with us just to do something with the group. After the film, we want to go for the meal. Half the class is coming. It would be great if you came too.
I'm not interested. And I've got other plans. But maybe next time. See you.
Okay, have fun.
Number 16 and 17.
Please take a seat, Mrs. Miller. So, we're here to talk about Oliver.
Yes. How's he doing so far this year?
Very well. I'm pleased with his work in maths and IT, and he did an excellent project for French in November.
Yes, he worked very hard on that. He seems happy at the moment. Is there anything he could be doing better?
Well, he does spend a lot of time chatting to the girls in class, and he's forgotten his homework a couple of times recently. Perhaps you could talk to him about it.
Of course. He's always got a lot to say for himself. I'll tell him you mentioned it, and we'll certainly find out what happened to that homework.
That's great. I'll be interested to know if you find out.
End of listening, part 3. Listening, part 4. You will hear a talk show with people giving their opinions on a topic. Which statement, A to F, best matches the opinions 18 to 20? Mark your answers for items 18 to 20 on the answer sheet. You will now have 1 minute to read statements A to F. You will then hear the talk show once.
Welcome to Trends for Teens with Sally Silver. Today's topic is hair. How important is your hair for you? Do you style it before you go to school or just when you go out? How much time do you invest? We interviewed some teenagers to hear the latest trends.
Example.
My mum always cut my hair with an electric hair clipper when I was little, and somehow I feel best when my hair is really short. There's no fuss when you have a shower or go swimming. You don't need to brush or comb it, and it always looks tidy. So I shave my head once a week, and that's a really cheap solution. And I'm independent because I can look after my hair myself.
Number 18.
Some girls in my class take ages in the bathroom every morning, making themselves look good. But not me. I've heard that it's not good to wash your hair and blow dry it so often. It makes it really dry. Some experts say that you only need to wash your hair once a week, or even once a month. That suits me, as I've got better things to do than stare at myself in the mirror every morning.
Number 19.
My granddad gets really upset when he sees what I do to my hair, but he is so conservative. I think it's great that times have changed and you can be as creative as you want with your hair. And why should girls have all the fun? Last year I had really long hair. This year I'm wearing it shorter and using hair wax. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to do the styling, so I have to allow extra time in the morning. But it looks really good and gives me extra self-confidence.
Number 20.
I wash my hair every day when I shower, because otherwise I just don't feel good. My hair is waist long, so it takes ages to dry and style. But I like spending this time on myself in the morning and preparing for the day. It's kind of calming. Actually, I invest quite a bit of money in hair products to make my hair look really shiny. So I have a Saturday job to get some extra cash to pay for it all.
This is the end of the listening section. Thank you.